Said that Sunday was going to be a starting point for you. What did you think of that starting point, and in particular, where you guys can make the most improvement going to week two?
Well, obviously, the most improvement we can make is just improving our pass rush and winning our one-on-one battles a little bit more than we did. I thought we competed very well. You know, we didn't. We executed the defense. You didn't see people running free and were like obvious errors to the naked eye to anybody. You know, we were there. They were just a little bit better than us at the 50-50, you know, balls in the air, and they blocked us better in pass rush.
How important is that to improve the pass rush, especially when you're going against such a seasoned veteran in Carson Palmer?
Well, it's important no matter who you're playing. You know, big part of pass defense is pass rush, and we got to do a better job of getting some heat on the quarterback.
So fair. People walked away from the game wondering, like, what's the identity of your defense right now? Have you guys established one? Are you trying to find it?
No, that will happen naturally as we play more. You know, they were a team that played a lot of three wide receivers in the game, and so we were in nickel most of the time, which is not unusual for anybody. So we didn't play much base defense in that game because of the way they attacked the game. So, you know, one game I don't think gives you identity, although I thought we competed at a high level and executed good. We just didn't make the plays.
To be in sub as much as you were, how did you feel like that affected the game?
In what way?
Just to not have your base on the personnel on the field, do you feel like it was put you at a disadvantage? Did you
nothing either way.
Yeah. Palmer spread their ball around to a lot of different guys last week. What strikes you about, A, their offense, and B, the way he works within the system?
Well, he's always been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You know, I coached against him a bunch when he was with Cincinnati, then saw him the last couple years when he was with Arizona. And he's a great passer, throws a great deep ball, which is something that Bruce really likes. He's got good command of their offense. He likes their offense. You can tell that he likes it. He thinks it fits him, and I think it does too. So, and back in the day, he was a good scrambler, and he still can to some degree. So he's a complete quarterback, always has been.
How did Shea handle his first game inside, both in terms of the communication and also how he played?
I thought he did very well. He handled the communication part and getting the calls in and out very well. We didn't have any confusions as it relates to that, and I thought he played his position well.
How did you evaluate your secondary against Rodgers and the Packers' offense? How well do you think they did or didn't do?
They obviously didn't do well enough. Mm-hmm. None of us did. You know, they have to cover a little bit better, and we have to help them with a little bit better pass rush. And it wasn't good enough, but, you know, I was disappointed in the play, but by no means discouraged.
But how much of it, to any extent, was Aaron Rodgers making throws that maybe Carson Palmer or other quarterbacks can't make?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he made some great throws, but if you want to be a really good defense, you have to win some of those.
Like, how does your recent game plan against Arizona for the past couple of years, does that give you an advantage? Does it help you in game plan this week?
I don't know that it helps you, but, you know, I am, when it came time to sit down and start game planning for them on Monday, you know, I was more familiar with what I was going to see and what I saw on tape.
What do you see in Fitzgerald at this stage of his career? They've kind of changed a little bit of what he does.
He's still a very good player. They say he doesn't run as well as he used to, but every time he catches a ball in the open field, nobody seems to catch him. So he's a big, strong receiver, very competitive, great runner after the catch, and he's still a top receiver.
What did you notice from them in protection against the Saints? Palmer had
they blocked very well. Mm-hmm. You know, the Saints didn't get much pressure on them. Their rush didn't hinder him at all, you know, for the most part, and that always leads to a good performance.
Vic, when you're in nickel, does Jared have an option to be in a three-point, or do you prefer your outside guys to be upright?
He has the option to be in a two- or three-point. There's some situations where it's better if he's in a two. And a lot of guys, after they get playing in a two-point stance, they like it better than a three-point stance. They see things better and can just key and diagnose a little bit better because your vision's better.
You mentioned contested catches before. Your guys are pretty much
on them for two of the three things. Is there a key to making more plays? Is it getting better body positions? Is it picking up the ball sooner? Is there anything you could say for that?
All of the above. All of the above. You know, getting in good position is the first part of that equation. The rest of it is finding the ball and getting your hand on the ball.
What do you think in their two running backs and the two Johnson?
They're good players. You know, Chris Johnson's been around a long time. Everybody knows he's a really fast player. At one time, he with Tennessee, he had those great seasons, and he was a big part of their offense. And I think he'll take advantage of this opportunity and try and shine again and show everybody that he's back to what he was. So, you know, I think he'll be dangerous.
Vic, to what extent are you not able to throw things at offenses that you'll be able to throw at them in later in the season?
To a degree, but it's, you know, it's just a natural process. You know, you just don't want to overload your players too much too early and have a natural progression to adding things.
Like when you're playing teams like you got Seattle the next week, teams that you're familiar with in the last 4 years, do you show the players games against San Francisco? Does it help or is it different because it's different personnel?
No, you show it to them because, in this case, we played Arizona's last regular season game was against San Francisco, so that's on our tape that they'll be watching. And you know, I haven't even thought about Seattle yet, but we played them late last year also, so I'm sure those will be on there.
Have the other safeties benefited from being around Antrell?
Well, it's always helpful to have a veteran guy that has been through the battles and can, you know, relate to the players about what maybe he was feeling back in their day when he was a young player. So it helps.
The guys are still learning the defense, and they're still learning their responsibilities. Does it hold them back from, you know, making the play that you might, you know, be more instinctual? Are they thinking too much? Did you see any other?
I don't think so. I thought we knew what we had to do from an assignment standpoint, and for the most part. Now, there's plays where, no matter who you are, that you could have played a little better, and maybe they didn't process it well enough. But I think that will always be the case. We didn't have an overabundance of that.
Vic, you mentioned the speed dimension of Chris Johnson. What about what John Brown brings to the table and the way they've been able to use him? And is that a new dimension you'll have to deal with this week? It didn't seem like Green Bay was stretching the field a whole lot left by then.
No, he's extremely fast, and they like to use his speed. Bruce always likes to have a speed receiver and get him deep, and he's really good at that.
Are you impressed with the amount of things they've been able to put on his plate as a small school, just a second-year player in the variety of ways he's used?
No, because I saw him develop last year. Last year was his process of developing and playing more and more as the season went on. And now you go through a second off season and a second training camp. I think that's where you see guys flourish.
The interior defensive linemen against the run in nickel, are they more susceptible to double teams there? Is it a different type of challenge stopping the run with the two interior linemen?
No, they're not more susceptible to double teams. It's based upon the running play that an offense called. You know, is it a zone blocking scheme or is it a power gap scheme? And it doesn't matter if you're in nickel or base.
How'd you feel like they
last
did?
One, guys.
They did all right. You know, the one run that popped out of there, we could have played better from a few different places. But they hung in there and, you know, held their own. I wouldn't say it was great, but it was somewhere in between.
Did anybody earn a better look in week two based on what they did in week one?
That's possible, but you might see more guys out there playing, getting reps just because, you know, there's a chance we'll be in some base defense this week. So one less DB on the field sometimes, one more D lineman.
Vic,